Welcome to the Seeking Contentment for the Christian Woman podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on the things that grow your faith and help you rediscover joy in your life and your marriage. If you find yourself feeling discontent or restless in your life, you are in the right place. If you're bored with the mundane day-to-day or feel like you're losing yourself while taking care of your family, I completely get it. I was you. Then several years ago, the Lord took me on a journey of finding my identity and purpose in Him, and it changed everything. If you're ready to go deep on mindset, identity, faith, and marriage, you're in the right place. Let's ditch that feeling of discontentment. You matter, your life matters, and your day-to-day matters. A fulfilling life is possible, and it's possible for you. Let's do this. Hey, hope everyone is doing well today. Welcome back. I'm glad that you came back for another episode. I did a Facebook Live a couple days ago, and it was about two realizations that I've had, two aha moments that I've had in the last couple days. And I shared them in my private Facebook group on a live, and I probably went a little deeper in there than I'm going to go on here, but I did want to get on here and share what the two realizations were and what I'm doing to, I don't want to say fix them, but what I'm doing to deal with them and to move forward from them, because they are things that are holding me back. So I just wanted to share those with you guys. If you are interested in my private Facebook group, I do get a little more raw and real in there, just because I know the people that are in there are the ones that want to be there. And it's just a little bit more of an intimate spot where I can kind of be more of myself and talk more candidly without throwing it out to everybody. So there is a link in the show notes. If you want to be in that group, just go down and click that link. And then there's a couple questions for you to answer. And then you can be in that group. So the two things that I kind of had an aha moment about when I was actually listening to a podcast. And it's funny because when you listen to somebody talking about something else, like sometimes it triggers things in your mind. Like I watch a lot of other people being coached, or I'll listen to a lot of other people being coached, and there's always something that you can take for yourself out of that. And it's just interesting how that happens. But this was off a podcast that I was listening to. And the first thing that really stuck out to me was that I perform to be seen. So a little explanation of that is that I noticed and I've seen a pattern in several areas of my life that I feel like I need to accomplish things and to reach the goals that I set for myself. I know I've talked about goals and I don't like that word, but there's still somewhere that we're always working towards, somewhere that we're trying to be. And I'm definitely more about the process than the end result. However, you know, there is somewhere that I'm working towards. And what I have decided is, or not decided, but what I kind of had a realization of is that I perform so that I am deemed worthy, that I can be enough, that, you know, I'm worthy of love and worthy of other people's attention or time, or that the words I'm saying are worth listening to. And there is an instance that I can think of where I can first remember feeling this way. And I'm not going to share that on here. But one thing that I do talk about often is that I did not take the road that was expected of me. I was with my first husband when I was 15. We got married when I was 18. We started having babies. We were poor and we were fine with it. Like, we were just happy. We didn't go to college. You know, we didn't do the things that were expected of us, but it was the right path for us. And so I've just kind of always held this belief that I need to basically prove that even though I didn't follow society's timeline for my life, that I'm still worthy. Like, I still did a good job. I still can be a good parent. I still am worthy to make money, or I still, you know, I've struggled with weight, and that's another thing. That's a whole nother thing. I could talk so much about that. Weight loss and fitness or anything like that in general is so much mindset. But just realizing that a lot of times I'm doing things because I feel like I have to perform to be worthy. And that definitely comes back to an identity thing and getting my worth in Christ and listening to who he says I am and to what he says about me, and that I am worthy just because he says I'm worthy. It doesn't have anything to do with my performance or, you know, what I'm doing in any area of my life. It has nothing to do with any of that. And so that's the first one. And then the second one is that I need things to be hard. This one was kind of a surprise to me because I've struggled with this one a lot lately. I've been very vocal about my weight loss issues and desires, and that is one area where it hit me when I had this realization. Like, I feel like weight loss has to be hard. I feel like building my business has to be hard. I feel like relationships have to be hard. Like, you just have to work so hard for them. And the reality is, that's not the truth. Like, I work with several coaches that my own coach included, that their businesses feel amazing and they feel light and they feel fun and they love showing up. And maybe it's that way, you know, if you work a 9-to-5, that it's not hard. Like, you enjoy your job and you enjoy going, and it's just a different mindset. And what these two things forced me to do was to realize that I'm believing lies, that everything in my life doesn't have to be hard. It's like, it has to be hard because if I'm not working hard, then things will fall apart. Or if I'm not working hard and it takes longer to succeed because I do it a way that's sustainable instead of like taking the fast track that eventually falls apart, it goes back to that, you know, being enough, improving myself, and kind of a people-pleasing thing. The nice thing about it is that I know that these are just things that I have believed in the past, and I know that I can change that. And awareness is the first thing that you need to have to be able to make changes in your life, and I'm aware of these things now. And they're definitely huge things, and they're things that I'm definitely going to work through, but I know that I can look at them and say, is this true? And the things that are not true, which are both of these things, I can take both of these things and say they're not true. And so the feelings that I'm having about them are not necessary because they're not true. And I also can ask myself what I want to think about these different areas, how I want to feel about finding my identity in the Lord, and how I want to feel about different areas in my life being hard. Like, I can change the way that I look at those things. I can change the way that I look at weight loss and say, it doesn't have to be hard. And when I mess up, like, I'm just learning. Or if it's like a business thing, you know, it doesn't have to be hard. It can just be, this didn't work, I'm going to try something different. And that's, it's different when you're nice to yourself, when you're not condemning yourself for doing the things and then not having as fast a result as you want. So I just wanted to share those couple of things. They were huge, huge ahas for me, and I know that they're going to have a tremendous effect on my life and my business and my weight loss journey and all these things, and I'm excited to share this journey with you guys. So I'm hoping that by listening to that, that maybe you were maybe able to gain some awareness on something that you've been struggling with, and even if it's kind of different for you, you know, maybe there's something that was like an aha moment to you that you're like, oh, that's what it is. That's what's been holding me back. And then at that point, you know, you can walk through the steps to be able to change your thoughts around that, which eventually will change your actions and also the outcome of how you are doing these different things in your life. So I hope this was helpful to you. I will see you guys again soon. I hope you have a great day. Bye-bye. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I would love it if you would share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It only takes a few minutes and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Go to Seeking Contentment Community and just hit join. I feel truly blessed to have you here today. Praying for you daily, Nicole.